Back in 2011, I wrote a book for the University of Minnesota Press, 12 Owls, about the 12 species of owls that have been recorded in Minnesota. At the time I wrote it, I'd seen 11 of them, each one in St. Louis County, and some in other counties as well. The rarest owl I'd seen here was the burrowing owl, who turned up for a single day in the Erie Pier area at 40th Avenue West in Duluth in 1997. Burrowing owls are critically endangered in the state and no longer seen every year, even where they belong, in the prairie areas of extreme western Minnesota. One evening in September 2004, I was shocked to hear an eastern screech owl from my own front yard. Frank Nicoletti banded one or two that week near Duluth. If a screech owl was going to show up on Peabody Street, I'm not surprised that I was lucky enough to hear it. My education screech owl, Archimedes, always called a lot in September, increasing the likelihood that a passing screech owl would linger and call back. Screech owls are regular, year-round residents in Minnesota, but further south. That screech owl, over 15 years ago, was the 11th owl species I'd seen in St. Louis County, which seemed about as good as it would possibly ever get. From the time we moved to Duluth in 1981, I'd been having a recurring dream about seeing a barn owl in my neck of the woods, but that 39-year-old fantasy was a pipe dream. I've often wondered if I'd be lucky enough to see a barn owl somewhere in the state. Someone reported seeing one in the Sac Zim Bog on New Year's Day, but no one else confirmed it, even with all the birders scouring the bog to start their year lists. My daughter was in town through January 3rd, and I'd figured I'd check out the bog on the 4th, but then I had that pesky heart attack and had to put off birding. Meanwhile, no one else reported the barn owl until Saturday the 11th. I saw a text message about it around 5 p.m. I figured it would be too much of a long shot to try the next day, but it was reported again Sunday morning, so Russ drove me up to the bog. At least a dozen cars were parked along Highway 7 when we arrived. The bird had been seen 15 or 20 minutes before, but stayed hunkered down for the next couple of hours. When it took off, I got a few flight shots, but it was never up for more than a few seconds. A barn owl. My body might not have been 100%, what with my heart attack, but my eyes were about as good as they ever were, thanks to my recent cataract surgery. The bird wasn't close, and I only saw it in flight, so my photos aren't the best, but oh well, this barn owl was my 12th Minnesota owl species and my 12th seen in St. Louis County. The thrilling afterglow lasted while Russ and I ate a late lunch at the Wilbert Cafe. Then I got another text message. The poor owl alighted close enough to some people that they could see it was in very bad condition, and they easily captured it to bring it to the Raptor Center, but it didn't make it. A profoundly distressing, heartbreaking end to the day. Some people, of course, criticized the people who had been, quote, gawking at the poor bird, as if these birders were responsible for or connected to the owl's death. Highway 7 is always busy, and in addition to the auto traffic, several loud, long trains went by while I was there. Yet for some reason, the owl had arrived and settled in there entirely on its own. Were the people gathered at the roadside disturbing it? Ravens harassing and dive-bombing it in the morning certainly had, but every person I saw stayed on the roadside, and I saw absolutely no footprints into the snow either. The bird was badly emaciated and would have died, whether there were human witnesses or not. No one knows what sends out-of-range vagrants wandering, so we'll never know why this particular barn owl appeared at the Sac Zim Bog at the very start of 2020. At the very start of 2016, an ivory gull turned up in Duluth. Hundreds of birders saw it in the weeks before that bird started looking poorly and ended up dying. As sad as that situation was, I feel even sadder about the barn owl. Something about owls touches my heart in a place gulls can't approach. After the Raptor Center necropsies the bird, we may learn something that could help the next out-of-place barn owl. The very first barn owl I ever saw on the grounds of the Lincoln Park Zoo in December 1978 also ended up dying. Even Chicago is too far north of the winter range of this bird. I'm glad I got to witness a moment of that barn owl's life and still treasure the photos Russ took of it, proof that our lives had intersected for one brief moment. I'm sure in the murky future that's how I'll feel about this barn owl and my photos of it. But right now, my triumph at having seen my 12th owl species in St. Louis County is tainted with sorrow. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.